Do you belong to Jesus? Once you were under God's curse, doomed forever for your sins, you went along with the crowd and were just like all the others, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air, who is at work right now in the hearts of those who are against the Lord. All of us used to be just as they are, our lives expressing the evil within us, doing every wicked thing that our passions or our evil thoughts might lead us into. We started out bad, being born with evil natures, and were under God's anger like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy. He loved us so much that even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins, He gave us back our lives when He raised Christ from the dead. And only by this undeserved favor, grace, have we ever been saved and lifted us up from the grave into glory along with Christ, where we sit with Him in heavenly realms, all because of what Jesus Christ did. And now God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich His kindness is, as shown in all He has done for us through Jesus Christ. Because of His kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves. It too is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it. It is God Himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives with Christ Jesus. And now you belong to Christ Jesus, and though once you were far away from God, now you have been brought near to Him because of what Jesus Christ has done for you with His blood. That's a quote from the Bible, from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10 and verse 13. I'd like to ask you a question. Do you belong to Jesus? If your answer is no, or perhaps you're not sure, I want to invite you to say yes to Jesus. The beginning of a lifelong relationship with Jesus begins by saying a simple prayer from your heart. And I sincerely invite you to ask Jesus into your heart right now. We're going to say a simple confession of faith at the end of this little audio, and I pray that you'll say it to God from your heart, and I pray that your life will change. You know, Jesus died for you. He shed His blood to cleanse you of your sin, but He rose from the dead to give you a free gift called eternal life, to walk in His ways for all this life and to follow Him, and to know that heaven and all of God's treasure is actually laid up for you because of what Jesus did. I'm going to ask you to read the scripture at the beginning of this booklet and listen to it again and walk through those passages yourself. They're meant for you. Jesus is meant for you. He died for you because He loves you. Pray with me. Say this simple prayer from your heart. Lord Jesus, You are Almighty God. I want You to be Lord of my life. I'm a sinner. I'm not righteous, and I fall short of Your glory, but I believe that You paid the price for my sin. Your death on the cross, the shedding of Your blood, washes away my sin. I want You to be my Savior, my Lord, my friend. Come into my heart right now, Lord Jesus. Set me free from my sin, and because I believe in You, Jesus, I shall not die, but I'll have everlasting life. Thank You, Jesus. Now, if you said that prayer faithfully and from your heart, you should need to know, and you should know for sure that you're saved, because that's all that God asks us to do, to be saved. And now that you've asked Jesus into your heart, go and tell other people about this good news, this gospel, that God loves us and cares for us all. God bless you.